The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mo Khan, CEO of Open Orphan, that's ORPH ticker, and Dr. Andrew Catchpole, Chief Scientific Officer of hVIVO. Guys, thanks for joining me on the podcast.
Thanks for having us on, Justin. Nice to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Andrew. Nice to have you on. And, okay, Mo, starting with you. Exciting news here. hVIVO is launching its Omicron human challenge model, the first in the world. Tell us some more about this, if you could, please.
Yeah, I'd love to. So this is a genuine major milestone in the company. So as you know, we developed the pre-Wuhan COVID challenge trial last year, which we conducted. But as the virus has moved on, so have we. So we're now collaborating with a company in the US called Vaxart in developing an Omicron human challenge. And the experience we've had from the previous challenge models and what Andrew worked on previously with our scientific expertise, I think, you know, the industry is really looking towards us to develop this challenge and be the leader, because we were the original leader in the pre-Wuhan variant. So I'm very pleased to announce that we will be commencing the development of the Omicron challenge model as of tomorrow, in fact. So a really kind of big step for the company, and also hopefully in the fight against the pandemic.
Excellent stuff. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot more news about COVID and the Omicron variant. So explain a bit more why you've decided to develop this model then, Mo.
Yeah, so the COVID pandemic is still with us, so we want to help the fight. One of the key differences between the Delta variant and Omicron is that Omicron has the ability, unfortunately, to infect people who have been previously vaccinated. And it also has this ability to reinfect people who have been previously infected with Omicron. What this means to the challenge model is that we're able to recruit a vaccinated patient population to do our clinical trials. We've got a huge amount of interest from our customers wanting us to develop this challenge model, so we now feel it is the right time. As I mentioned earlier, we were the first commercial organization to develop a COVID challenge model, and I believe we are now the first commercial organization to develop an Omicron human challenge model. And you know, we are the leaders in clinical trials when it comes to doing challenge trials in antivirals and vaccines, and we are developing on that and expanding on our portfolio.
Yeah, well, it's good to have Dr. Andrew Catchpole here, Chief Scientific Officer of hVIVO. So, Andrew, can you tell us more about the process of developing an Omicron human challenge model, please?
Absolutely. So the first place to start is we collect samples from people who have contracted this disease naturally from the community. So they would have been going about their normal business, they would have got COVID in the community, and then once they start to get symptoms, we then send them sample kits, we collect a swab sample from them, and we store that in our freezer. So we've been doing this over the last few weeks and months. And then what we can do is, now we've got this partnership with Vaxart, we're now going to test those samples and see which ones we can actually recover live virus from. Once we've done that, we convert it essentially to a medical grade version of the virus. To do that, we grow it in a previously tested and qualified cell line. That means it's cells that have been already released to be able to produce human products, and they've been extensively tested for safety. So we do this under GMP conditions to produce a virus using a process that's not dissimilar actually from how vaccine manufacturers produce a live attenuated vaccine. So the virus is used to inoculate the cells, we grow the virus under GMP conditions, and then we store the virus down. And then, of course, it undergoes very extensive testing to be sure that the only virus in there is, of course, the Omicron virus that we intend to be there, and there's no other contaminants.
Yeah, makes sense. And it's probably worth telling us, you know, about hVIVO's, you know, previous experience with COVID-19, if you could.
Yes, absolutely. So this will actually be the third challenge strain of COVID-19 that we've produced. So we've previously produced the pre-Wuhan strain, or the Wuhan-like strain, which is D614G mutation, which was actually circulating in the UK just before the Alpha variant came around. We produced that, and we actually did a clinical trial with that virus, and we demonstrated that you can therefore inoculate safely with COVID-19 and get very good results. So that trial, as Mo indicated, was done in previously unvaccinated population, and now we're moving into vaccinated population. So in addition to that previous trial, we've also manufactured another strain. We've manufactured the Delta strain of the virus. So this will be the third strain that we've manufactured for COVID-19 that we're moving forward with. So also, whilst we've been doing the clinical trials, our laboratories have also had separate contracts into them to be doing COVID-19 testing at the laboratory side. So doing efficacy testing, for example, for antivirals in the laboratories. So we have extensive experience of working not just in the labs, but also manufacturing viruses and also clinical trials with all the SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19 variants.
Yeah, mild stuff. Okay, Mo, back to you. You know the score here. If someone's listening to this, likes the sound of this news and the progress you're making, but are not yet following the story, give us three bullet points, if you could, as to why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Open Orphan to their watch list, please.
Look, from a financial point of view, we had a record-breaking last year with a 76% increase in revenue. We had a 9 million shift in EBITDA. We expected to hit 50 million revenue this year, double-digit percentage points of EBITDA. Our backlog is £65 million, so our valuation is, you know, really low. I appreciate there's market constraints and challenges, but to be honest, we have produced strong numbers. And as you know, healthcare is a recession-free area, and this, independent of what inflation and interest rates do, people will get sick, and pharmaceutical companies will continue to develop these drugs. With regards to our area in particular, infectious diseases are the focus area right now. So antivirals and vaccine, a huge amount of funding going in from biotechs, big pharma, and non-profit organizations into developing, you know, more and better vaccines and antivirals. So from my point of view, I think, you know, Open Orphan and its two subsidiaries, you know, HBO and Venn Life Sciences, are in the right place at the right time to build on what we're currently doing. So I think the case for our company is very strong.
Excellent stuff. Good to chat to you, Mo, and yourself there, Andrew. And hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Justin. Take care.
Good to talk to you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.